watering a garden, the first and most laborious is by lowering a bucket into a well. The second method uses a water wheel to raise and lower the bucket with less effort. In chapters 13 and 14 of her life, St. Teresa describes the transition from the first to the second method as it applies to the life of prayer.
Let us begin to think about an episode from the Passion. Let's say, of when our Lord was bound to the pillar. The intellect goes in search of reasons for better understanding the great sorrows and pain His Majesty suffered in that solitude. It is good to reflect a while and think about the pains He suffered there, and why, and who He is, and the love with which He suffered them. But one should not always weary oneself in seeking these reflections, but just remain there in His presence, with the intellect quiet. And if we are able, we should occupy ourselves in looking at Christ, who is looking at us. By turning the crank of a water wheel and by aqueducts, the gardener obtains more water with less labour, and he can rest without having to work constantly. Well, this method, applied to what they call the prayer of quiet, is what I now want to discuss. Here, the soul begins to be recollected and comes upon something supernatural, because in no way can it acquire this prayer through any efforts it may make. His Majesty is beginning to communicate Himself to this soul, and He wants it to experience how He is doing so. God, in His greatness, desires that this soul understand that He is so close it no longer needs to send Him messengers. Since He is so near that when it merely moves its lips, He understands it. Our Lord desires that we know that in this prayer He understands us, and that He wants to begin to work in the soul in a special way. All of this that the Lord desires is manifest in the great interior and exterior satisfaction He gives the soul. This satisfaction takes place in its very intimate depths, and the soul does not know where the satisfaction comes from or how, nor, frequently, does it know what to do or what to desire or what to ask for. It seems it has found everything at once and doesn't know what it has found.